your to-do list.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another edition and another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. Let me tell you about what's going to be happening. We're going to be joined by the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage. The founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage is standing by to tell us all about his latest happenings, his latest visit with Jay Leno, and lots more. And this is the time that we're going to bring out the big barrel and have Warren reach in and give away one of his very generous trivia prizes. So if you have won a trivia prize here on the broadcast in recent weeks, this may be your lucky day. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, Luann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com, where she is CEO, is going to be telling us all about the recently concluded press days of the Paris International Auto Show. In hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by the author of a wonderful new book. He's an automotive talk show host, and the gentleman's name is Tom Torbenson, and he's going to be telling us all about lots of cool things, including we're going to put Tom under the hood of your vehicle. We're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to call in with any mechanical questions. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a representative from Mopar, who is going to be telling us all about a very special Mopar Edition Challenger for 2010, and also will be joined by a gentleman who just drove more than 400 miles an hour in a gasoline-powered Cadillac out on the salt flats of Bonneville. Along the way, we're going to take your calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Send me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, we go to the great state of Arizona and bring forth one of my favorites. Love this gentleman's enthusiasm. Love his knowledge of entrepreneurism and his personal story. He is the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Warren. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Bob. How you doing on a Sunday afternoon?
I'm doing fine. My daughter is 19 days old, so I'm learning to live with sleep deprivation.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We've got a little package we want to get out to you, Bob. We want to get her into a little Busted Knuckle Garage onesie, so, you know, we got to start her out just right.
Absolutely. I know I've asked you this before, but we keep picking up new affiliates all the time here on Auto World. We have a brand new affiliate in coming up very shortly that's going to be joining us actually on tape delay next week hearing this broadcast, WDAY. And also we have a new affiliate in Nevada and a new affiliate in Hawaii. So lots of these folks haven't heard the story. How did Busted Knuckle Garage get its start? It's a very unusual story.
Well, thank you for indulging me yet again, Bob. And my story for all the listeners, I literally started at the bottom, the most unusual bottom with this business. I created it when I was employed at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, which most people know is quite a large hole out here in northern Arizona. Well, I was gainfully employed down there for about 12 years or so, and one night, always been a car guy, as you well know, Bob, been in the car industry and hobbyist for a long, long time, and one evening back in 96, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and unbeknownst to me, I parked it at my workbench for a few minutes that night and went back to bed, and we got up to go to work in the morning at 5. My wife says, "Now, what the heck were you doing with that lamp on at 3 a.m.?" I said, "You got to be kidding. What are you talking about?" She said, "You were sitting at your desk last night, your workbench there at about 3 o'clock. So we walked over to the desk, and lo and behold, here's this little doodling of a hand, a mechanic's hand, holding a wrench with an oil rag tied around the index finger, and it says the Busted Knuckle Garage on it. Now, I got to give some advice. I got to give some advice to your listeners. Don't start a business this way. This is backwards. I have a look and a logo and a name, but nothing to do with it. But as I've told you before, Bob, when you hike the Grand Canyon as much as I have, you got an awful lot of time to think about stuff. So about a year later, we were successful in getting a trademark on it, and then we worked with a couple small domestic companies here to produce some garage items, some decor items for guys' garages. And we had a very successful launch with Hemmings Motor News, our friends up in Bennington, Vermont.
Sure.
Most of your listeners are familiar with them. And I thought, you know, life ain't no dress rehearsal, is it? So mortgage the house, you know, ramp up the credit cards to redline, and off you go. And here we are now 10 years closer to overnight success.
That's fantastic. And Warren, last year you were featured in a wonderful article in a magazine that is distributed to all the members of Costco. And this year you've even raised the bar even higher as your buddies with Jay Leno, and you recently made an appearance on the Big Dog Garage.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, Bob, that was the most exciting times of the, you know, in building this business up. As a, you know, the Busted Knuckle Garage is an automotive gift business, so we're kind of the skunk at the garden party. We don't bring hard parts to the picture, and we don't talk about compression ratios. But Jay Leno had seen us at a couple of the shows, seen us advertised, and he had actually called me up, and we had a brief discussion about the potential of maybe getting together. He liked our humor of the brand, and he liked our look, and I had a chance encounter with him at the historic races in Monterey, and we had a loose discussion about, hey, come on over to Big Dog and let's film a couple segments. And anyways, we went up on the site, let's see, it was a week ago Tuesday, and we currently have that video also embedded on our website as well, which is BustedKnuckleGarage.com. And Jay's showing our infamous fender covers and one of our really unique products, the magnetic finger tool. And it's just wonderful to have the support of a guy like that. And I'll tell you, you talk about enthusiasm. You get talking about cars with Jay, and what a thrill it is for him. Just turn it on.
Oh, it's so true. And Jay's the real deal. He's a car guy. He's no stranger to a wrench. He likes to work on his own cars. And I know he particularly is fond of a number of your products, including those brand-new fender covers that you have.
Yeah, that's really it. We went over there with that product, and we had talked to some of his full-time mechanics about it and just softly introduced it to them. They got to test these things out. In the fender gripper that we sell, it's a non-slip product, and so it stays not only on the fender, but also holds your tools and your hardware in place on top of the fender at the same time. And if you see a shop like Jay's, there is an awful lot going on, Bob. I mean, I don't know how many cars he has under restoration at this point in time, but I know there is well over 200 cars in the collection and well over 100 motorcycles in the collection. And they just want something quick and easy. They can move it from car to car and not worry about losing pieces and losing parts. And Jay and I, being about the same age, we had the joke about, you know, when you drop something on the floor now, you used to be able to just bend over, pick it up, and get on with your business. Well, now you bend over, and then you got a checklist on how to get back up to the fender again and start your job all over. So he was absolutely loving it for that reason, same as I do.
Oh, that is fantastic. Warren, you have so many wonderful products. Let's talk about some of your best sellers. And certainly when it comes to long-lasting and certainly big-time hits, your skincare products have been around pretty much from the get-go, and they've been a big hit.
They have, and actually, it almost seems laughable, Bob, but the skincare products that we do for working hands, guys that are into chemicals, grease, oil, gas, solvents, even if they should wear gloves all day long and they perspire in them and then they get the dry, cracked skin, or particularly as we're heading to winter right now, and I've been victim of it, you've been victim of it, you get the splits on the end of your finger. We wanted a product that could put your hands back to work so you don't have any downtime. And at the same time, we wanted to do it right, which is to say we created an herbal product for guys who work with their hands, 100%, no glycol in it, no petroleum. These are the things guys need to get away from. This is what's damaging their skin. And for anybody who's working out there full-time twisting wrenches, you know, you just can't lose an hour because you've got skincare problems. So it seemed like a really nutty bet for us, but I'll tell you, Bob, it's been about a third of our business over the last 10 years.
Wonderful. We're going to have more with Warren Tracy. And by the way, log on to BustedKnuckleGarage.com for more information. It's straight ahead right here on Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. And you just heard that rejoiner with Jay Leno. You can check out the video with Warren Tracy, who is our very special guest from the Busted Knuckle Garage at BustedKnuckleGarage.com. And, of course, you can check it out on Jay's site as well. And that definitely must have been quite a treat. I understand that you got to hang around a Stanley Steamer. Is that correct, Warren?
Yeah, it's interesting about Jay with his collection, and I know it's been publicized many times in various magazines, but, you know, Jay's a very eclectic collector from what I surmised, and he has no real focus in one area. He really has a love for many, many different cars, but steam has been a real fascination with him over the years, and he's got quite a collection of steam cars, and without having the exact number in my head, I think he probably has close to 10 different steam cars from multiple manufacturers, not to mention full-size steam-driven engines inside the shop itself. He's got a real fascination with it, and I'm sure he's had many, many colorful conversations over the years about where would we be today if we had pursued that technology a little bit further and longer than we had back at the turn of the century.
So true. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Warren, are you ready to pick a winner here? I've been gathering up all the trivia winners for the past several weeks, and we have 25 names to choose from. So reach your hand in the barrel there and pick out a number, and let's see what you come up with between 1 and 25.
Well, I got to tell you, I just celebrated a birthday last month that occurred on the 24th, so we just have to pick 2-4.
Very good. It goes to Pam Hoffman, who is in Three Springs, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Pam. You are the big winner of the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And, Warren, thank you so much for doing this. Any idea what you're going to send Pam, or are you going to keep it a surprise?
Well, now that I know it's a female, I'm going to have to go right to the chase and tell her exactly what's on the way. Bob, you've seen this product before. It's a miniature desktop toolbox.
It looks like the
big guy. It's got the rolling casters on it and the rib rubber top, and looks like it has all the drawers in front, but it actually flips open. And Pam, you do what you need to with this thing, but I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of ladies walk off the car shows with this as a jewelry box, so I think that's right up your alley.
Very good. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if anybody wants to say hello to Warren. Warren, what, in addition to your skincare items, what are some of the other really hot items as we get closer to the holiday season? People are beginning to put their thinking cap on. What are some of the products that are flying out the door right now?
Well, I'll tell you, truly flying out the door. We've already done 3 reorders inside of 30 days on 2 brand new products we have never had before. This will be new for the holidays. And one of them is a miniature toolbox pencil cup. It's a great little miniature toolbox. It's similar to the desktop toolbox I just awarded to Pam. But this kind of holds your pens and pencils and your reading glasses and so forth, and gives that car guy the look he needs on his desk or his bench top if he's trying to organize things. So that's been a really great product, just over 30 days already. And at a retail price of $19.95, I'm quick to say it's made here in the USA, all steel, powder-coated finish. And if it weren't for the size, you'd swear it's the real deal. So that's product number one. Product number two is kind of a companion piece, but we're making a little workbench right now, too, a little 18-scale workbench, also USA-built, all steel, and it actually flips open to conceal keys, the cell phone, reading glasses, pens, pencils, and whatnot. And, Bob, you've never been out to see my desk, and I wouldn't want you to, but these two items do help. You know, when I'm in a pinch and I've got some visitors coming in here and I need to clean the clutter real fast off my desk or my workbench, these are nice pieces, and they're unique. Nobody else in the country has these.
Oh, that's fantastic. Warren, some big news. You shared it with me just a few weeks back. You're actually going to be opening a retail store out in your neck of the woods in Arizona. Can't wait to see it when I'm out there in January.
That's right, Bob. We're so excited about this. And I, you know, as a small business owner, we've really toyed about, you know, where to go with this brand and how to build it out. And we've had such wonderful, wonderful response on the website that, you know, we've been building a business. We've gotten distribution through our friends at Sears.com, Mac Tools, Advanced Auto Parts actually carries our skincare on the East Coast. And we played with the idea of putting together a standalone Busted Knuckle Garage automotive motorcycle gift shop. And we had a little luck on our side, but we found a location down in Carefree, Arizona, which is just north of the city of Phoenix. And we're hoping to have that open in about a month's time in collaboration with the Good Guys event that gets held out there every fall. And we'll have about 1,800 square feet of Busted Knuckle Garage goodies and automotive books and jewelry and art. And we're actually going to have a couple three cars in there probably as well, just to spice up the appearance of it all.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And again, folks can monitor the activity just by logging on to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Let's talk about the magnetic finger. This is such a simple item. Both you and I know the inventor Casper quite well, but I know that even Jay Leno took a shine to this one.
Yeah, and I'm always quick to say, and I said online with Jay, he wasn't offended. I'm one of the few people to give him the finger. but it was the magnetic finger is what I gave him. And this is a small little one-finger glove that Casper invented, certainly a mother of invention kind of product. Slides over your index finger, has a small but powerful magnet at the very tip of it. And I'm going to tell you, Bob, you use this tool once, it has paid for itself. And, you know, I usually, as I talked to Jay about it, as he was using it in the shop, I said, you know, I know a lot of your guys have stick magnets, and I understand how good and convenient they can be for retrieval. But I said the magnetic finger tool is not only a retrieval tool, Bob, it's also used on the assembly side of the business. So when you need to put things together and you can ill afford to drop that little 4, 6, 8-millimeter nut, quarter inch, 5/16, I mean, I've done it. I'm going to, right here in front of everybody, I've dropped the nut down the intake manifold. I've done that. And I'll tell you, for $9, it saves you a couple dollars for sure.
So true. And you mentioned motorcyclists, and boy, you have lots of cool stuff for motorcycle enthusiasts. Everything from clothing to some really cool signs and clocks. Tell our listeners about what's available for the vintage motorcyclists.
Yeah, we've really punched out the product line for gift items for motorcycle enthusiasts. And, you know, I've had many, many bikes over the years, and I've done my Sturgis thing and the cross-country rides. And so it's really part of the Busted Knuckle Garage genealogy, if you will. And right now we have a free catalog available, and I dedicated 2 pages to motorcycle gifts, including my favorite piece on there is we found a USA-built manufacturer doing die-cut V-twin signs for us with the Busted Knuckle Garage logo on it. And the tagline I learned over the years, when you watch your buddy head off down the highway, keep the shiny side up. And we emblazon that tagline with a lot of our clocks and thermometers and the actual look of an old kind of 50s bagger look with a rider atop the old V-twin bike. And it's just got a nice old nostalgic feel to it, real friendly but authentic feel.
Absolutely, and you've got a lot of personalized items in your collection, and that makes for such a wonderful gift for anybody. When we come back, we'll touch on that, and we'll wrap it up with Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We'll throw a trivia question into the mix as well, and Luann Hammond will be on deck to tell us about the Paris Auto Show straight ahead right here on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're blasting along here on Auto World. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. My name is Bob Long, along with Warren Tracy, the founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And Warren, just wanted to touch on these wonderful personalized items that you have available. Tell our listeners all about them.
Well, the first thing is, even if your name's Mud, it's worth putting on a sign, right? And we've got a lot of them to do. We carry probably 12 to 15 different products, Bob, that your listeners can order and actually have personalized as gifts. And there's multiple images to choose from old vintage gas station scenes to hot rod scenes, motorcycle scenes. One of my favorites is the fix anything sign. I love to put people's names on there. It says, Bob Long, you can fix anything. And it's got an old cartoon type image of a couple guys lowering an old flathead into a hot rod. And it's just a nice way to really spice up your garage, your den, or your shop, and let people know what your hobby is, celebrate it at the same time. And outside of all the different sign images we do, we also personalize our work shirts and personalize coat racks for the shop, and we also do personalized floor mats as well. So there's a lot to choose from here. Again, they're all American-made products, and there's nothing more special than really fine-tuning a gift and sticking your name across the top of it.
Absolutely. And, Warren, you've got a wonderful catalog. Of course, folks can check things out online, but you have a printed catalog as well?
We do, Bob. And I don't know if I mentioned to you the last time we spoke, but we really have not done a catalog for a number of years. Our product line would kind of go up, kind of go down, and it's always tough to, figure really what you want to offer your customers until you hear from them. Well, this year I think we did it right. About 8 weeks ago, we just took delivery of the brand new catalog, and I actually, just to kind of, visualize this for the listeners right now, one of the first responses we got back from a customer who had asked for the catalog says, my gosh, he says, I'm leaving this on the coffee table. It's a book. It just reads like a book. And we've got some great old photo images in here of different guys' garages and race cars, and we've got fun little tool tips in here, and it's a very humble catalog. I mean, it isn't the New York phone book. It runs about 16 pages and holds about six of our best sellers. But if any of your listeners just go to our homepage at BustedKnuckleGarage.com, and you'll watch the roll through at the top of the page. There's an easy sign up for a free catalog, and we'll get that out in the mail to you right away.
Wonderful. Well, Warren, thank you so much for your short visit here today. We'll get you back on for a longer visit in the not-too-distant future. In the meantime, everybody check out the latest at BustedKnuckleGarage.com and check out that cool Jay Leno video as well. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bob, thank you. Get some sleep with that new daughter. It's been a serious delight today.
All right. Thank you, Warren. And now we move from Warren Tracy, the founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage, to the founder of DrivingTheNation.com, a brand new website with all kinds of cool videos and interviews, and bring forth the founder, who is also a contributor to many TV shows around the nation, the John Batchelor Syndicated Radio Show, and much more, the one and only Luann Hammond. Luann, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Well, you just returned from a very nice trip. You went over to Paris to attend the auto show, and I just got to hear all about it. Number one, how does this show compare to some of the shows here in the United States? Is the flavor completely different?
It is different. It's about 10 times as big as Detroit, I think.
Wow.
Just the walking. I think we must walk, you know, 10 miles in one day. My feet were so sore, and I wear tennis shoes. I'm smart enough to wear tennis shoes to the auto shows at this point. And you just cannot believe how big the halls are in Paris. But the biggest thing about the European show that I saw were hatchbacks. Everywhere you turn, there was a hatchback, which makes me believe that by the time in the next couple of years, Americans are going to see more and more hatchbacks. In fact, Chevy Cruze took us over and showed us Chevy Cruze hatchback, and Warren Brown from the Washington Post and I were standing there, and Warren just said, this has to come to the United States, because right now the Ford Fiesta is doing so well with their hatchback. The Chevy Cruze hatchback would just be a killer.
You know, that is so true because, you know, I myself am a fan of hatchbacks, but for whatever reason, you know, in recent decades, Americans have shied away from hatchbacks, and because of that, the automakers have really not presented many hatchbacks. So this is a trend you're seeing emerging, and we're going to see more over here. I think that's great news.
Well, I think you're right. I think what happened is if you were a kid and you had two or three or five siblings, you had to be in a station wagon with your parents. I mean, that was the hit of the day for my parents. It was a station wagon because they had five kids. And as a person growing up, you're like, I don't want anything like that. I don't want my parents' car. So everyone shied away from buying a station wagon. But these hatchbacks are small. They're four-door. They're cute. They're very sporty. In fact, the Chevy Aveo that we have over here in the United States, it looks like the Europeans have just sort of taken their hand, and you've seen women where they take their hands and they hold back their face and say, how do I look now? Well, it looks like they've done that, exactly that with the Chevy Aveo. They've given it a sleeker look, no sort of wrinkly look to it. It's all very sleek, all very sporty looking, and they've made it into a hatchback. So the Aveo, I think, will also come to the United States in the hatchback as well. These cars are all global now, Bob. You know, you don't get just one car and make it and keep it in one area. You have it, and in most cases, like the Cruze, you're going to have it named the Cruze in the United States and in Europe. There may be some names where you don't have them in as the same name in different states, different countries, but they're going to be the same car. Like the Opel Ampera is the Chevy Volt in the United States.
interesting. And it sounds like General Motors had quite a presence there in Paris. I understand they did quite an elaborate unveil of the Orlando from Chevrolet.
They did. I was at that event. And, you know, usually you expect someone like Mercedes to do an elaborate event, and they always have. They've come out with some of the most beautiful parties, the pre-press parties. And this time Chevy Europe came out, and it was just amazing. They have live horses doing stunts. They have women in feathered dresses holding, you know, dogs just like you used to see in the magazines. And, of course, you think of this, and of course, it's Vogue in Paris, right? It's in the catwalk. And then they brought four old Chevys in, a Bel Air convertible and a couple of others. And at the very end, they brought in the Chevy Orlando and, of course, all the dogs and all the anorexic models came over and around the Chevy Orlando, and they finally got something to eat. I've never seen women so tall and so thin in my entire life.
Oh, that is great. Excellent. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles. I understand Jaguar had a huge hit at the show with a concept supercar, and a supercar powered by a very unique power plant.
My buddy Ian, he has done it again. You know, it's just amazing to me that we live in the time of Ian Callum. He is just such yep. an amazing designer. And I don't think people understand just how truly unique his designs are. It's going to take time for them to really understand just what a beautiful designer he is. And he is. He's done this, and on Driving the Nation, there is a Jaguar concept picture up there. If you haven't seen it, go to it, because it's stunning.
More with Luann straight ahead.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brébeck.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I bought blog for thelongdrive.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Lou Ann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com. We're talking about Paris, the auto show, and just was commenting about the beautiful supercar from Jag, penned by Ian Callum. And you're so right about Ian. I mean, here's a guy that has designed the current XK, the XF, and the XJ, and now has put his work on this supercar. We can only hope it comes to production. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that were unveiled in the City of Lights there, Paris. How about from the folks at Audi? Audi seemed to be showing off yet another variant of their electric vehicle, the e-tron, this time a Roadster.
A Roadster, you know, when I first heard about the electric thing with Audi, you know, Johan Dennison had said, oh, we don't really, electric isn't where we're going, it's going to be diesel. Well, as soon as, I think President Obama came in and gave electric more money, all of a sudden everybody's doing electric, right? I mean, that's where the government is going to go with the infrastructure, that's where you're going to go with to get your money and your energy. So, you know, I thought it was just sort of one of those things that Audi was doing, because they're going to have a Volkswagen EF, a Volkswagen E-Jetta, and an Audi e-tron, and now an Audi e-tron Roadster. And so then they took me down to the Volkswagen Electronic Research Lab in Palo Alto. And I was kind of going through there and looking at everything they got and said, hey, it's fine, you know, this works. And Volkswagen has been known for a long time for their DARPA challenge, their autonomous DARPA challenge. So they know a lot about technology. But then I get to this one area, and this guy starts talking, and he looks familiar, and I look at his name badge, and it's Martin Eberhardt. And darn if he wasn't the co-founder of Tesla. And I'm like, okay, I give. Audi is serious. I mean, just to have Martin Eberhardt on Volkswagen's team when it comes to electronics is such a boon for them that I can't even tell you how much more respect I have for Audi because of it.
Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles. Scooters, this is something unusual. The folks at Smart the builders of the very small smart car, and the folks at MINI seem to be getting involved with scooters. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, everyone is getting involved with scooters, and it's for different reasons. You know, we have electric scooters in all over Asia, all over Paris, all over Europe. A lot of that has to do with how much taxation there is and how much the government wants freedom and mobility and at what their definition is. In Asia, Japan, I lived in Japan for 4 years, and not everyone's going to be able to own a vehicle in Japan. It's just not big enough. But their ability of freedom and mobility would be a train or a scooter. And an electric one would be even cheaper for them because they wouldn't be taxed so highly on emissions as they would if it were a car. The same for Europe. China, they are a communist country, and they are told what freedom and mobility can mean to them. And China is putting a huge amount of money behind electric vehicles because they are literally killing their citizens because of the smog in those countries. So they know they have to do something. And so I think there's a difference in mini electric scooters and what we consider electric motorcycles, because to have an electric Harley Davidson would, you know, there are many people that would want it, but there are many people that would say it's just a lifestyle niche product, and it's more of an accessory for people who want to be cool and in. Your true Harley Davidson owner, the ones that I've talked to, have said, we're sticking with the hog.
What was the most unusual car that you saw unveiled in Paris? There must have been a funky one or two.
Oh, there were. I think there were just so many hatchbacks that I don't even remember anything else other than the Jaguar. The Kia Pop, that's one.
Kia Pop, wow, I got to look at that one. Let's see, that one I haven't seen. The Kia Pop, the electric car concept. What a funky looking thing that is.
Yeah, it looks more like a silver bullet.
Wow.
I know there was a Mazda one that I didn't get to see that was supposed to be really nice, but I'm not even sure it was at the show. There was a GTC by Opel that I liked, and it bordered on a station wagon, Bob. I'm telling you, Europe is going hatchback station wagon, the Renault Desert. It had doors that went opposite of each other. In fact, I did some video on the floor. I strolled the floor of the Paris Auto Show and put them on my website.
Right.
Well, that's one of the ones that I got, and I was like, wow. They're like gull wings, and they go different directions.
I can see that. Very unusual design, very unusual front on that vehicle, too. The Desert concept from Renault. Got to check that one out. And interesting also that Ford chose this venue to kind of officially launch the 2012 Ford Focus in production form and showed off a sporting variant with the EcoBoost engine, the ST. Again, pointing out, just like General Motors is doing, that it's a global marketplace now, and it used to be cars just for Europe and cars just for America, but now it's a level playing field. We're going to get the same as Europe does, which is good for America.
Oh, I think so. Not only that, but it's going to keep the prices down because Europe is already interested in taxing on emissions, and America is going closer and closer to doing that, you know, with the CAFE possibly going up to 60 miles per gallon by 2025.
Let's hope not.
Well, you know, the difference is that you can do it. It's just going to cost money. And if you can globalize some of those vehicles, it's going to cost less money.
Yeah. Well, certainly I'm all for technology, but I think that's just too much of a leap. A lot of them are struggling to meet the 35 mpg, and to up it that far, I think, is going to cut out a lot of the choice that we have here in America. And if I want to drive my 600-horsepower vehicle a couple of thousand miles a year, I should be allowed.
You know, and I've asked that question before. Should it be, should there be a consideration for those types of vehicles that maybe, you know, like a Rolls Royce or something, even though Rolls Royce gets decent mileage, it's a heavy machine and it won't get the 35 miles per gallon, but they're going to sell so few of them. And those people are going to go so few miles that is there some kind of consideration for creating some kind of tax haven for people who will spend over, you know, X amount of dollars for a vehicle.
Yeah, or even those, I mean, what about future Mustang owners or future Camaro owners or future, you know, whatever is going to be the next big performance vehicle? I mean, we've come so far. I mean, the fact that we can now get, you know, 30-plus miles per gallon with V6 power plants in both the Mustang and Camaro, and the fact that the V8s get into the 20s, and, I mean, we're living in the golden age of automobiles right now. I just hate to see it squashed by what, like we saw in the early 1970s with the insurance companies wiping out all the muscle machines. But it remains to be seen.
It does, but you know, I do think that there has to be some common ground here. And if it's a mass-produced car, that's going to be different than if there is a car that it is solely, you know, I mean, less than 1,000 cars. They're all handmade. I really think there ought to be a difference for that.
Yeah, there should be. I would up even further, make it like 5,000, so a mass-produced manufacturer could produce, you know, a Shelby Mustang or something like that. But that's for a further debate. So the star of the show, in your opinion, in Paris, was it something from GM? What was the one that really blew you away?
Well, I would say the one from GM would be Chevy Cruze hatchback, because I really think that that's something that they should bring over to the United States. And I say that just in hopes that somebody there is listening. But I think the show stopper for everyone was the Jaguar Electric CX 75.
Everybody check it out on Lou Ann's website, drivingthenation.com. It's very cool. Lou Ann, you're very cool. Thank you for being with us. We'll do it again real soon.
Go home to your girls, Debbie.
All right, thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.